Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. My name is Sean T. I'm so excited that you're joining me today. If it's your first time joining me on the Trust and Believe podcast, I really appreciate it. And this podcast is really all about helping you explore the inner ways of your motivation and how you want to push forward in your life. Today, I'm going to give a personal story on an accident I had, and it really helped me define my life in a brand new way. For those of you who know what happened already, thank you for your love and your prayers. And so now just get ready to hear my revelations and just the way that I'm able to process life now after dealing with something very traumatic. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say it.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it, and I'm just going to jump right in. First and foremost, I want you all to know that I love you, even if I've never met you before. I think it's important that I say that because what I went through last week was something so terribly amazing, if I can actually describe that, that I just want to tell people I love them and to just value their life in a different way and just hug people that you can and tell them that you love every single day. Last week, we got on our jet skis to head out to get some gas. I don't know, maybe it's about 2 miles away by water. And we got to the gas station. Everything was great. It was a nice day. Pulled up to the gas station and they were closing early, which is always very annoying. But, and I tried to press them to say, hey, can I get some gas? Can I get some gas? And they were like, oh, we close between 6 and 7 and, you know, we're closing now. And I said, okay. So anyway, in our relationship, talking about me and Scott, I'm always the one that knows directions. Scott just has really bad sense of direction. So whenever we're going somewhere, if it's in a car, I'm pretty much leading the way, or like this time, because I know that when we are on the water, I'm always, you know, in a position in front. I go up ahead so I can kind of make sure I know the way, because we hadn't gone back this way in a while. And it's really weird going back to the house on the water, because all you see is a bunch of houses and maybe it's some trees and a mountain. And it's, you know, kind of toward the end of the day, so the sun is setting. And so I always like to try to get us a direct line to head into the back to the house. And so in my process, I actually go really slow. You have to go really slow leaving the gas station, because there's a certain zone. If you've never driven a jet ski or a boat, when you're on the water, you have to go really slow until you get out of that point. And then, so once you get out of that point, you can go a little faster. So I got out of that point. I was probably going 23 to 28 miles an hour. And you know, I turn around because I'm always going to turn around and make sure Scott is still in the distance. And just to let you know, our babysitter was actually riding on the back of his jet ski. So we're going, and or they're going, and so I was just like, let me just go up a little further. I'm literally focused on trying to figure out which way we're going to go, and then I was going to turn around. Well, just to let you guys know, out of nowhere over my left shoulder, I really believe it was my grandmother that was like, look over your left shoulder, because there was really no point for me to look over my left shoulder because I have full peripheral vision. But I look over my left shoulder and there's a speedboat going at least 35 miles an hour, which is fast in the water if you've never been. And at the very last second, I had to turn my jet ski hard right, because I really thought very quickly that if I'm able to put the jet ski between me and the boat, the bottom of the jet ski, because that was the thickest part, then I'm going to save myself from hitting this boat with my body. And I don't know, maybe we can chalk it up to me being an athlete for years or whatever, but I just felt so blessed because I literally went right in the water. It hit the boat. I went right in the water and I had my life vest on. And so I guess for like a half a second, I was going to panic because you just don't know if there's a boat above you. There's the engine, there's all these things. But I just said, you know, kick your feet. And then I said, relax and let the life vest do the work. So I come up and I was very shooken up, not crying or, you know, hysterical, but I was just like, I just felt really weird. And so the people who hit me, they seemed obviously out of sorts, but they were also, you know, being like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then eventually Scott came up and on his jet ski with Mackenzie, and everyone's trying to talk to me. And I'm just like, don't talk to me. And then another boat came up and they were like, do you want to get in on our boat? And I couldn't answer any questions. I'm not sure if any of you have ever been in a situation, an accident or sorts or something, where you're just like, leave me alone. So that's kind of how I felt at that moment. And anyway, it was so crazy. And just the way that I was feeling was odd. I wasn't shaking, but I definitely know that my adrenaline was crazy. Anyway, so I couldn't get on Scott's jet ski. He called his dad. I end up getting on the people's boat, on the back of their boat, the people who hit me. And the one gentleman, there were two people in the boat, was nice enough to, well, not nice enough. He should have helped me. Like my jet ski was capsized, so we had to push it over. I don't know where I mustered up the strength and focus to actually help with all this, because I just felt crazy. To be quite honest, I was actually saying to them, are you okay? And I'm on a jet ski and they're on a boat. But that's just like where my heart is. I'm always like, is everybody fine? But anyway, they helped me out. And then not long after that, probably about 18 minutes later, Scott's dad came zooming up on his boat. And then Chip and Elliot were on the boat with him. They zoomed out of the house and got there very quickly. Now, I'll tell you, last week I was absolutely beside myself, very distraught. I felt, this is during last week, I just felt so out of my body, if that makes sense. I just was really experiencing a lot. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, the after feeling of when something happens like that to you. So we hear a lot about people in the military experiencing PTSD, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand what PTSD really does to your mind. Me personally, I experienced PTSD because of my sexual abuse, and it didn't happen immediately. That type of PTSD happened years later. As I got older and I started to experience my own sexuality by choice, and not sexuality by choice, but my own sexual exploration, if you will. And then I started to, you know, fall in love. And then I started to really be affected by my sexual abuse from the time I was 8 to the time I was 12. And so this is the first time where I actually had any type of crash. And after I came back down that night, after all of it had happened, trying to lay down and go to bed was the worst moment, because I started to think about what could have happened. And then I just kept running through my head, my death. And I didn't sleep the entire night. I literally was awake. I may have slept like an hour or something, but intermittently, and you really don't feel asleep. And I just kept on going over the accident in my head, And I really started to realize, you know, now that it's been a week out and I feel much better, you know, what we as humans go through when things happen to us in a really bad way. And obviously this podcast is called Trust and Believe. And I ask you to trust and believe in who you are. And one of the things that I don't think I've asked you enough was, have you gone down a road to dissect who you are, to understand who you are, to believe who you are, or to believe the things that have happened to you in the past, so that you can find the trust to believe who you are? Because I'll tell you right now, had I not studied for the last, I would say probably 20 years when I started fitness, had I not really focused on having a positive outlook on life, thinking as positive as possible, and having gone through therapy, I really don't believe that I would be okay at this moment right now today. I really believe that I would, I don't know, it was really horrible, and maybe listening to it, you might not understand, obviously, the magnitude at which that accident was. But I started to realize, as I started to really process what I had been through, and the next day, and not being able to look at the water, and for the first time in my life, waking up in the morning, looking at the water, and being afraid, and not wanting to get on a jet ski. And even to this day, I look out at the water, and I look at the area in which I got hit out in the distance, and it triggers a very scary feeling in my body. But like I was saying, the positive mindset is so important for you to practice. And when I say positive mindset, and I know, again, it's not that easy to study a positive mindset or to act out in a positive way all the time. All of us have negative things that happen in our lives. Trust and believe, I get it. But I also believe that the more you practice it, the more you go back into the past and work on those things and go through therapy, and the more you start to practice that positive mindset, I don't want to say easy, because I don't think that anything is easy when it comes to being strong in your mind. But when you start to practice that day in and day out, it becomes second nature. And I strongly believe that's what happened to me last week. The positive mindset that I try to carry every single day, the action steps that I take every single day to really keep a positive outlook on life, and to be an action-oriented person, and to know that no matter what happens to me, I have the tools to be able to make a situation better. And when I say better, I really stress the ER, because you have to stress the ER, right? Because nothing's going to be the best all the time. Best and perfection happen in moments, but better can happen daily. You can always try to do better. You can practice things that make you better. You can push yourself in your workout to be better. And if we actually go on our mind and flex that mental muscle, work on that mental muscle, we'll have a much better outcome when we go through really terrible things. Now, I'm talking about my boat accident, but for you, it could be your relationship. For you, it could be gaining of weight. For you, it could be an issue with a friend or whatever. And I just think that if we start to go into our lives and to believe, that if we think as positive as possible, things will get better, ER. Now, revisiting the accident, the post-accident, the day after, mentally I was jacked up, and then my body, I felt like it was just releasing that adrenaline. I saw that I had a scar, bruise, if you will, on my leg. My neck was hurting, my body was hurting, and everything was in tremendous amount of pain. And then so I had to compound my mental pain with the physical pain. But something else very profound happened the day after that I would initially say I'm not very proud of, but I believe that it's something that I really need to talk about, because I know that a lot of you, if you have made progress in your life, in your past, a lot of you have been through this. So this is the point at which I'll say, please get ready to take notes if you're not driving or doing anything that can distract you, and just sit back and get ready, because I'm going to go down a little bit of a road that I'm not necessarily proud of, but that I believe needs to be spoken about.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we're back. And I just want to tell you that what I'm about to talk about is really hard, I think, for anyone to talk about, especially when you're going through something mentally traumatic and then obviously physically traumatic. So the next day, I picked a fight with Scott. Now, if you heard the conversation, you may not have believed I picked the fight. You may have understood that I was going through something very traumatic, but at the end of the day, I started asking Scott questions that I knew would put me in a mental space that was less than positive. And I knew that no matter what his answer was, I was going to make a way to make it into an argument or a disagreement or some sort of, like, I was going to take anything I could. And then after I did that, later, which is always the hardest thing, I had to go to him and say, you know, I'm sorry, because I did that because of the way I was feeling. I didn't feel like the way that I was feeling was being acknowledged. So instead of saying, I really want to be coddled right now, or I really want to be babied right now, or I really want someone to take care of me right now, I went about it in a different way. And I said, well, let me create some turmoil in order to get the attention that I want. And that is the one point in which this entire situation where I just wasn't proud of. But it also made me think about, and maybe you have heard me talk about this before, when Scott and I got into a relationship, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I would start these fights, and realizing that that was my trigger point, because that was at the point that, you know, my sexual abuse happened. And not to continue to go down that road, but I think it's important for you to understand that when you go through some traumatic life event or any event, it could be something triggered during the day, it brings up your past. And sometimes you're just not strong enough to delete it from that daily equation. But especially if it's going to hurt someone else, but it's very important for you to try to acknowledge it as soon as possible so that you can acknowledge maybe the person that you hurt, or maybe just acknowledge yourself if you hurt yourself in the process. It's very important for you all to understand that the work you put into your everyday life, from the time you wake up, during your workout, and maybe even at night. Notice I didn't say when you're working or when you're taking care of your kids. In moments that you're able to really put the focus and mental focus on you for the day, it's really important to attach to who you are, and it's very important for you to be transparent about what's happening. And if you've had the opportunity to go to therapy, it's important for you to revisit some of those sessions or revisit some of those aha moments and revelations so that you can trust and believe in the process. Trust and believe what's going on. Trust that you can still have the power to turn a really bad situation into a situation of learning. Maybe it won't be positive right away, but a situation of learning and a situation of growth. We all take steps back in our lives. We all have unfortunate things happen to us, but it's what we do with them that makes us stronger. I'll say I am just thrilled and happy to still be here with you all, to be able to talk to you, to have amazing friends that I can hug, and last but not least, my family and my kids. And I'll say this, I was listening to a podcast a few years ago, and one of the lines and one of the conversations that the people were having in the podcast is someone said to the host, big picture, big picture. And when I wake up every day and when I have my conversations and my communication with Scott, even though I've been working on positivity all my life, before I get mad or before I react, before I respond, I say to myself, big picture, Sean. Big picture. So what is the big picture in your life? Where is it that you want to go in your life? What do you want to do with your life? As someone who was close to losing their life, I say, answer those questions and act on the answers. Go out there and do what it is that you want to do that's going to fulfill you. Be good to people, love people, and always trust and believe in who you are. Trust and believe in who you are. My name is Sean T. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I appreciate everything you all do. The reviews that you put up make my day better. Love reading them. Love hearing them. Thank you to my production team, Like Media, Alex Colorio, Todd Midget, who does the audio, and to my entire team, Sean T, that works really hard to keep this podcast going and keep it strong. And make sure you listen on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays are all about a guest, some learning experiences, be it health, relationships, fitness, wine, food, and fun. And the Friday podcast is all about, you know, what kind of feeling I'm having that week or what the reflection is for that week so that you can carry that into your life. And again, continue to build the power of motivation and build and strengthen that mental muscle so you can conquer your mind and transform your life. Always trust and again, believe in who you are. My name is Sean T. Peace out.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.